everybody. So here we are, another wonderful program on BBS Radio. Today's Saturday, and it's August 23rd, 2014. So here we go. Let's clear away some energies if you have anything that's connected to you. Maybe the work week is still lingering in your consciousness and your thoughts. So if you have a situation maybe over the last week, we'll release it. Maybe you have anxiety going into the workplace on Monday for what happened during the week, or somebody is there, causing you problems. So just think of something. Maybe you found yourself having pain in your body, so we'll get rid of that too. So here we go. Let's release the energies. So think of one of those. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And now let's energize the light being on your monitor screen. So bring it up. And here we go. Bring in the male energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. All right, so we'll turn it back over to our co-host. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, Ron, I am here and delighted to be here. Tonight is Saturday night on the Lightship, so I'm looking forward to that very much. Can we get some requests from people, Ron, for rooms to visit tonight?
Yeah, you could text it in there or type it in on the chat box. That'd be fine. We'll just take rooms for people.
Okay, great. So if you have any requests as to if you like certain rooms when we go to the Lightship, just put that on the fast chat tonight, and I'll request those to Ron. Tomorrow, just to remind everyone, is the last of the August 8-hour calls where we spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship with getting physical healing. So hope as many of you as possible can join us on that because it's a wonderful opportunity. So we have quite a few emails, Ron, and testimonials tonight, so I thought we'd just go through some of those. This is a really nice testimonial. We had one similar recently, but this is really nice. My wooded acre that I always take to the Lightship along with the trees, plants, and kitties is now attracting 4 feral sheep that are trying to make friends with me. Nature is really changing. It is hard for me to put into words what is happening, but something is changing, and the animals are noticing it way before the people. Isn't that interesting?
Well, it sure is. That's great.
Yeah, whenever we go to the Lightship, Ron always says all of your pets and plants and even your garden and your yard, whatever can come to the Lightship. So this person, this listener, is obviously making that request and seeing results. So thank you very much for that. It makes sense, doesn't it, Ron, that the animals would really get it?
Yeah, they do get it before us. Or they're not in judgment, so they can feel the energies. Probably
right.
A lot quicker, a lot sooner, and, they probably deal mainly in peace anyway, so they're just becoming more peaceful.
Right, right. Okay. So we've been talking the last week or so about people are noticing the sky changing, the weather changing. Some people are having good weather, then not such good weather. How has it been in your area, Ron?
Strange clouds off and on. It's hard to say. Each day is different, and actually probably each half an hour could be different. You could look up and see clouds looking one way, and then all of a sudden you do something or look at clouds again, and they could easily be just not even there. So maybe the timelines are changing so quickly. And whoever is choosing to take control, whatever alien race is choosing to put up the backdrop, we'll say, on the scene that you're living in can change instantly. And so also the aliens that are up there may not have that much control of another alien race, so they're not having the territory as long as other ones could be having it. So it gets to be, very interesting as you see the clouds changing. Sometimes you can see a cloud and blink your eye and it's gone. So remember, every 10 minutes they normally change the hologram for people anyway. And maybe along with that they're changing the clouds the same way as people become put back in here again. I could say abducted, but you're controlled every 10 minutes by some alien race, and the next 10 minutes could be somebody else. And so they may be changing that scenery along with changing you all also. And I think everybody is changing. Maybe not every 10 minutes, but, may not be all at the exact same time. So I'd say be very careful now about driving and make sure that cars don't all of a sudden come in front of you or behind you that wasn't there 2 seconds previously, because they're being dropped in all the time now. And it may be a little more chaotic because I think they're losing their order and sequence order. So remember, just be more observant to be safer living in this hologram that's falling apart. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And recently on the show, I guess when you were talking about getting rid of parts of the Matrix, you did say it was a good idea to run the holographic disconnection. That's a free healing on your website. By the way, Ron's website is creationlightship.com in case you're a new listener. excuse me. So would you suggest we continue to run that, Ron, the holographic disconnection?
Yeah, I would continuously do that, yes.
Okay.
Just run it. You're going to know yourself how it's working according to, how the energy around you is behaving. So it would be interesting just to do a little test on it and just see what's really happening. Because you may do it and maybe stop it for an hour or two and then put it back on again and just see what's going on. You might feel a complete change of energies. So it'll be a good test for everybody just to do that, to validate what's going on. And at least it'll give you a little clue of what's going on, too. So back to you, Ann.
Another free healing that I really like and I feel a lot when I put it on is the alien remote viewing clearing. So if you feel like somebody is looking at you, and they probably are, that is very effective, I find. Is there anything else you want to say about the alien remote viewing, Ron? Do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, they are watching you. Remember, they're not only up in the skies where you can actually see the faces of them. They could be right next to you in the back seat of your car, you just don't have a cloud there to display them. So that's just kind of scary.
Wow.
I think the movie was called The Mist or something like that. So, we do see things in fog off and on and situations. So we just know that, it's there. And I guess the scarier part is, what are they doing to you when they're so close to you? And even are they walking through you? So it could be much different. So I think we have a caller on. So
I think we do, too. Is there someone on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hi, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Well, hello, Ron and Ann. This is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
And I'm calling. Hello. I'm calling about. I'm calling about a massive ship, a huge ship we saw over the area in which we live. It was massive in size, and it wasn't just a cloud with a flat bottom. It was very clear that it was a ship, and it was almost like it was not hidden. And there were rays coming down from it. and I was just, my jaw was hanging open just by this ominous, massive ship. But I did run some gray skies, and it's gone. But I wanted to ask Ron about this ship, because it was huge, and it seemed like they were not hiding it very well, because it was very obvious it was a ship, and it was very intricate.
Well, it feels like what you're seeing was a projection of a hologram, maybe made from the underground or some facility here. So I don't think that ship is actually an alien ship, or that anything was really on it. It was just a projection. That's what it feels like to me. They could have put somebody in the window waving their hand or something, or blinking lights, but aside from that, it feels like it was a demonstration of technologies to maybe just to see how it would work out. So that's kind of what I'm picking up on it. And it being gigantic means that that's a pretty good technology to show to other people, and just to check out how well they're doing with the hologram. So that's what it looks like to me.
Are they trying to scare us, Ron?
Well, you have to look at it. What could be the next phase of this in maybe 5 years from now, you know? And I'm sure if they the days had some way to do this, and they made it look like an alien ship, and it took up say a third of a state or something, and all you do is see the ship above you, and very possibly they might be able to take some of that technology and block out some of the sunlight. All you saw was this large mass of hologram. Then that would be kind of scary for people, because they would jump to conclusions instantly that it would be an alien ship over their particular location where they're living. And then what do you do with that, you know? What would the news media tell you about, you know, if they took pictures of something and it was, you know, up in the sky? They wouldn't say it was just a hologram created by, you know, some type of technology. They would jump to a conclusion to say that it was a alien spacecraft over so-and-so. And then the people would be all freaked out and scared, more than likely. And, you know, what would happen from there, you know? So, but it doesn't feel like an alien ship to me. It feels like technology created a hologram. And so that hologram is no different than what you're probably seeing anyway up in the clouds. That's where the clouds disappear so quickly. And then the aliens that are there, these clouds form around them. So it's still a hologram situation, I think. And it could look very scary. So back to you.
Are you still there, Shannon? Okay.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Before I go, could you tell us, I'm going to ask the question and then I'll jump off. Would you tell us what's going on with the Earth? Give us a guess.
In which way?
Well, are we doing better as far as the fight with the aliens, or how's it looking for humanity?
Well, that's ongoing. I don't know, you know, it's a big question. I don't know what to say on that one, you know. They're still coming. There's probably less than what there were before. But, you know, as long as they're doing what they normally do, it's still not good. So, you know, I think it's probably better, but if somebody is abducted daily, or you are under attack as far as feeling your body get pinpricks, or maybe, you know, you feel maybe your lungs constricting for no reason, or you have a sharp pain in your body, you know, to that type of person that this is happening to, to them, it's not getting any better at all because it's still happening. So that's all that I can kind of see. You know, there's a lot going on that we know nothing about, basically, but they're still here. So that makes it bad. And remember, look at these key dates that could be coming up, just, you know, like we did a clearing for the 8-8, you know, energies. So that was just a little while back here. And just, you know, look at what's happening and just kind of see for yourself how you're feeling. The air should be getting better. So hopefully the breathing, you know, your oxygen should be getting a little stronger now, I think. But as far as the actual alien attacks, I don't think that's going to affect, you know, them that much by doing this here. But if you keep doing the clearings, the free ones, it should help out somewhat to maybe have them go someplace else. So that's about all I can say. I don't see, you know, nothing stopping. So when it stops, that's what we're looking for. And some people have actually commented on seeing or smelling different smells in a different area where it smelled like maybe part of the rainforest is trying to come through. So for that would be good. You know, just check your animals and the trees around you, see how they're responding to the energy that's here. So I guess back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Shannon, so much for calling in. Great questions. And we have quite a few comments, Ron, on the fast chat that are nice. Someone saying, I had a whole herd of cows show up in my yard with the donkey. So kind of a positive thing that the animals are responding positively to the good energy. I had hundreds of sheep show up in a field across the road some time ago, one listener said. Another says, I have an unusual amount of blue jays on my property this week. And I have had a black bear visit and lots of coyotes, too.
That's great.
I know.
Very good.
And then on the kind of weather thing, one listener said, from the north woods of Wisconsin, last week was pristine for 2 or 3 days. Now the last 4 days have been very dark and heavy energy. Monday was weird. Today is eerie. I guess this came in sometime during the week. So she's doing the mind to heart drop, the be here now. She's feeling like what's going on around her isn't real. And she said, could we have an in the now clearing, Ron? And I know you like to save that for the end of the show. But I was wondering, is it possible for you to command everyone that's listening to be on the CLS now timeline of light?
Okay, well, that timeline is just in the now, so that's where the light works, is in the now. So, yeah, we could do that just in case you're a little bit off. So first, see where your finger is. Do your own finger exercise and see if your finger is directly in, you know, in front of you. And it should be. And we'll just bring you into more of the now. So here we go. I'll count to five. One, two, 3, 4, and 5. There, now you should be in the now on the now timeline, and that should feel maybe a little different than what where you were before. So right now you are out of time.
Great, Ron. Thank you so much. I wasn't sure if you've said before when we're on the show, whether we're listening online or on the radio, we mostly are on the Creation Lightship timeline, right? Or we're in the now. But that just felt really good, like you kind of gave it a little extra nudge.
And the programs are normally always in the now, but you could be just slightly off maybe, so that just kind of locked it in there.
Yeah, so that's why people feel so good. We had a request, Ron, for somebody asking if you could clear our physical and emotional hearts from anything that might be blocking, like implants, barcodes, entities. Can we do a quick heart clearing?
Boy, probably not like that. I'm trying to see what I can do. What I'll do is take away the energies of, like, maybe frustration off of your heart to make your heart feel a little better. So here we go. I'll use frustration for a lot of people can get frustrated. So that's a big one. So here we go. That could call even maybe go sideways into the, maybe anxieties, but maybe your whole body is feeling this. So here we go, taking it away from your heart. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and that feels pretty good. So you see how that's feeling, everybody? Just kind of check out your energy. Maybe your body relax a little bit. Maybe you're feeling a little more intuitive insight, possibly. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I felt like my body relaxed a bit, and I didn't feel tense. So thank you very much. I hope the listeners felt that, too. We have a couple of more comments on the fast chat. In the light, you never know fear. Never experience this in the light. Never, never. I never knew fear, in a sense. So that's good. And the environment is peaceful at long last. Peace and more peace. So that's good. Some listeners are having, you know, good experiences, Ron, and feeling peaceful. They're probably staying away from a lot of other people. That would be my guess. It sounds to me like we have a lot of listeners that live in the country. If they're seeing things like sheep and bears, and so maybe they don't have to be around too many other people, and they're staying peaceful.
And okay, maybe aliens, you know, or clones. They have to realize that, you know. Maybe if you, well, that's how you determine people. So
right.
Human is one thing, you know. I guess maybe everything that walks could be a person or a people, you know. But, you know, I've seen today, just out looking, maybe out of 100, say, people, maybe 5 real ones. All the rest were cloned out. And quite interesting.
Wow.
So, and you can tell them. You can just look at them as they walk by. You know, you know that, you know, they're just not there. You know, they're like on a movie set. And then a real person walks by, and they feel heavier. Okay? So if you're trying to figure out how to tell that, a real person is going to feel heavy, a heavier, denser energy, where the other one could be maybe just on a hologram that could even be pasted in here, you know? You may have realized that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, a lot of people show up at an event or something going on, and they weren't there 15 minutes ago, you know? And then all of a sudden they all show up, and you go, wow, where did all these people come from, you know? You know, my town shouldn't be busy this time of day or something, and all these people are there. Well, they just got dropped in to maybe do some sightseeing, maybe to take notes on what's happening in your town, and then, you know, maybe they'll leave after they did their data research, you know. So anyway, just know that things, you know, for the regular humans here are quite interesting because you may not find any like kind anymore here, like you used to anyway. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. We have a testimonial about the clone call, and that is something that you do on Thursdays at 5:30. So if anyone would like to join that or the other weekly calls, Ron does Tuesday through Friday. They all start at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And Thursday is the clone removal call. So we have a testimonial about that. Thanks so much, Ron. My dog is walking so much better after these past 2 clone calls. I was watching her towards the end of the call. She was twitching all over. Then all of a sudden, I could see her aura, and she was glowing. Thanks for my real pet. Her fur is very soft now, too. And thanks. I can walk better, too. Yeah, you've been saying, I've been staying away from that call, thinking I didn't need it. You are right. That's when you need it the most. Very grateful. So you were just talking about that, Ron, the other day, that sometimes we'll be distracted, or someone will, ETs will try to keep us away from something. So this listener found she was avoiding a call, and it was just what she needed.
Yep, very good, very good. So, yeah, you never know what you don't know. And, yeah, what you are avoiding is what you probably need the most. Remember, those entities and whatever else is with you, you know, sharing your body or whatever, they don't want to lose their host, you know. It's kind of like the boll weevils, you know, they had that old song, you know, looking for a home or something, you know, back in the 60s, I guess, maybe even before, I don't know, but anyway. You know, they don't want to lose their host, so they're going to tell you whatever, you know, is going to distract you or tell you that you don't need it because, you know they're taking up residence with you. So they don't want to lose their time-sharing ability to be with you. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. I had this is another email. Hi, Ron. I had this dream about aliens that looked like sparks of light, and I could see them attacking people. And I remember one of the sparks of light went into me. Could this mean I got possessed?
Boy. I would say typically that's a possibility. You know, you don't know if it left you or not, okay? So I'll do a clearing for that. If the listener's listening, this only works live for this one program. So here we go, everybody. So you may have had an encounter also with one of these things. And maybe you have something with you that you can't shake off or don't know anything about. And you might wonder why you're being a little mind-altered and maybe you're a little foggy some days and you can't put two and two together. Maybe you feel very tired. Well, they're just taking your energy. So here we go. We'll just see how this works for everybody. So releasing maybe the more frequent, maybe the last energy that connected with you to take away your life force energy and then also to take away your spirit to capture it. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and do it some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Ed.
Thank you, Ron. I really hope that listener was listening, and I would just suggest, well, to that listener and to everybody, to do that alien attack page, which is listed on the left under recommended healings, or you could just put in alien, and it's only a $10 clearing, and it's very powerful. It's $10 for a week or $30 for the month. And I find it interesting that, well, it's great for the listener that he knew right away that looking at sparks of light, it was still aliens. And it's interesting to me that, you know, in the past we might have thought, oh, look, a spark of light. It must be something good or wonderful. And now we know better. So thank you, Ron. Okay, we have a couple of more things here. I love this one. this was on the fast chat, I guess, the other night. I had a house guest who was supposed to stay for only 3 days, which is the right amount of time for a house guest, as everyone knows, and stayed for 7 weeks. This person had lots of entities and draining energies that were not good for me to have around. I bought a space clearing and ran it on my very small apartment. Within 24 hours, she picked up her stuff and just left one night and hasn't returned. Relief.
Boy, that's a long time to have to put up with somebody. So we could maybe look at that. What could have happened? Maybe entities could have come into you, possibly. I'm just looking at the situation because, you know, 3 days or say even a week, and they stayed for, you know, maybe 10 times that. Naturally, be more than that, but would have say they stayed 10 times longer. So what do they do to you to stay there? How do they disempower you so you couldn't say no? So what implants did they put into you, or how are they being used? Was that person being your handler at that time? I'm just throwing out ideas here for everybody so you can look at it. You know, was that person having shapeshifters in them? How did they steal your energy for that long, and why? And I guess the next thing is, what did they leave in your place, okay? You might look around for particular physical items. You know, the space clearing helps out a whole bunch. But maybe there's still something there that they left. Did they leave some type of alien tracking device there? You know, you might just, you know, do some checking and see what's going on. Did they have visitations all the time where they were sleeping? And is that affecting you now? You know, did the aliens say, oh, okay, this person is in the living room sleeping, and you're maybe in the bedroom, even though it's separate rooms, it may only be, you know, 15, 20 feet apart. So are they going to visit you now? So I guess the whole thing, the common denominator is, you know, is this a self-sabotage that you're going through? Or, you know, did you become disempowered? And then you finally caught on to get rid of them. Maybe you were complaining about them being there, but you couldn't really do anything about it because they paralyzed you. So maybe look at all of that and just see what you need to do to bring yourself back into alignment, because you're probably still dealing with the residue of this uninvited guest, which we could call even, you know, like we talk about the unwanted universal travelers. Not that this person would be that, but, you know, you still gave all of your power away, and do they have all of your power? So these are just questions. I'm sure maybe some people in the past chat might look at that too and say, that happened to me, and you know, you might comment what you did about it. Because it is a quite interesting thing how you happen to give your power away to somebody for so long. And so right away you're going to look at yourself doing it, but was there something inside of you making you do that? Okay, and how do you feel now about it? So anyway, that's kind of what I'm seeing here is, and everybody else would probably maybe have their own little take on it, but for having somebody there that long, that's pretty interesting. And what were they doing there? So back to you, Ann.
Yeah, that is very interesting, Ron. That's a lot of really good advice for all of us. I personally love the space clearing, and I know a lot of other listeners do that one too often, along with the object. Like if that person, that so-called guest, was on a couch or a bed, you might want to do the object clearing too to really make sure that that person's energy is gone. But that's very interesting that someone could have left something behind, and that's just not good. So thank you, Ron. That was a lot of really great, helpful information. And we have another testimonial about your weekly calls, and this one is the entity release call, which that happens, I think that's the Friday call at 5:30. Was that the one that was today?
Entities are on
yes,
Friday.
Entity yes, entity is Friday. Got it. Okay.
Boardings so Tuesday.
This said, the entity teleconference was very helpful for me today. I had been to the dentist for extensive work on my teeth, including mercury fillings removed. Both the dentist and hygienist were there. Did the shrink wrap constantly and felt better after the entity release teleconference tonight. I recommend this for after any medical procedures. By the way, I also asked the light beings to help with extra hungry entities, and it seemed to work. Eating very healthy tonight.
Very good.
Right. And you've said before, Ron, how entities can prompt us to say, oh, you know, you better eat some chocolate cake or better go get some ice cream or whatever. And really, your body doesn't want those things, or, you know, you don't even want them. So it's great to get rid of those entities.
And a lot of people, when they do have a meal, and this should even be if you're, you know, fast food, you know, a fast food person or something, going out to dinner or at your house, it makes no difference. It's still food. So you may want to do an object charging on it to put more life force into that and to get rid of maybe the trauma that maybe that particular, whatever it is, suffered. Most people think of animal suffering, but, you know, does, you know, even if you get like, you know, some type of, you know, like, you know, they pull some spinach out of the ground or something, or lettuce, you know, is that plant traumatized? Because now it knows it's going to be dead. It might have some kind of reaction. It may not have as much as, you know, an animal knowing about that, but still, you know, you may want to take away that energy, you know. So, and let's just think of an apple. You know, apples on a tree, and maybe it fell to the ground, and you picked it up and, you know, rinsed it off, whatever, washed it, and you started eating it. Does that apple have trauma from hitting the ground, you know? Possibly. So you're eating trauma.
Well, and what about for most people who don't have an apple tree or something in their yard, how many people have touched it before it gets to you?
That too, yeah. And what's, sure. Yeah, right. And what's their energy like when they're doing that? What are they imprinting that with? So, yeah, that's why it's good to do that type of clearing on them to make it body compatible for you, number one, and then also to take away whatever is there, you know, that may cause you harm, maybe not right now, but maybe you may not get all the value out of it. And maybe, you know, let's just say that you had something that had five different vegetables in it that people touched, you know, and they're different people from different locations, you know, and now you're taking their trauma, you know, and their mindset. So you're dealing with their mindset as you're eating this here. So remember, that's passed on to you. What are you going to do with all that?
Right.
You know, it's kind of going out, you know, on, you know, a little sideways in a sense, but if you look at it, yeah, you may want to do some type of clearing just to get rid of the energy there so that you can have, you know, more out of what you're getting, get more life force out of it. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We have a request, and this was actually last night, so I hope this listener is still or is listening tonight as well. Let me go back there. They and their dog got stung several times by a bee. And I just wanted to say that there's a wonderful bites and stings clearing on Ron's website, which is only $20 for a month. It's a great one for the summertime. But could we have a sample of that, Ron? Hopefully this listener is listening today.
Yeah, we'll just do this live right now. We'll not work on the archives. So here we go. If you're listening, or if you had a previous bite or sting any time in your life, just think of that particular time, you know, focus on it, and here we go. I'm going to release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Boy. And, you know, let's do a poison release here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke.
Thank you, Ron. That was really wonderful. I was wondering, you know, since it's summertime, too, and I remember doing this last summer, but I don't think we've done it recently, could you do a quick clearing for sunburn?
Okay, so here we go. Sunburn. One, releasing the energy out of that. So there's a lot there. This would be like trauma, body trauma. So let's get rid of the body trauma. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, I'm just thinking, I don't know what this relates to, but just picture that apple, right? You get an apple from the store and you... maybe it's already waxed, so you kind of polish it up and you put it, you know, maybe you have a bunch of apples and you want to put them into a bowl. They look just great, right? And so your thoughts when you look at those apples are how wonderful they are. And we'll go to the lightship shortly here. But, you know, the apple's probably loving what, you know, how it's feeling, right? You know, it's probably still sort of conscious, right? Because it hasn't shriveled up and anything else. And now what does the apple think when you bite into it? Or you get a knife out and you cut it? Anyway, I won't go there, but it is an interesting way to look at things. Boy, I go, oh, no, here comes those teeth, you know, or whatever. Oh, they're going to cut me with a knife? He looked, an hour ago they really liked me, you know? But anyway, I just want to go to the light ship. So here we go. So, everybody, you can think of one particular situation that's wrong with you, we'll say, a physical situation. And it can even be in the past, but most people deal with current ones. So here we go. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going up. I'll count to five. And here we go. And this only works live for people listening. If you're on an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. You will not be going to the light ship. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the, I guess the deer room. That one's, a lot of people like going to see the deer. So we're going to where the deers are. And I'll bring the energy here. You're bilocated. And so you may sense the deers on the light ship. And if you don't sense them, we'll just bring the energy down here for you to maybe feel a little bit more than what you normally would. During the process here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And for each room that we go into, each location, request your one particular healing. I'll go into another room. We'll go into where the turtles are. Here comes their energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room with the dogs and the cats. So here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann, what do you have for requests?
A koala bear room.
Okay, here we go. And here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
Palm tree room.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay.
The elephant room.
Okay, elephants. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay.
The butterfly room.
Okay, butterflies. So one, two, three, four, and five. We'll do a couple more rooms. Anything else that's come across, Ann?
We have no more requests right now, Ron.
Okay. Did you have one yourself?
Well, I was thinking that I really loved last week. I think it was or 2 weeks ago where you did the centrifuge room, got us all cleared out, and then you closed down our crown chakras after we left the light ship, and that felt really wonderful. So maybe okay, a centrifuge so, room?
No, centrifuge room. This is where you can get some of your very difficult energies that's kind of haunting you released. So normally it's like for addictions and things, deeply seated energy. So think of something that you may not think that you have, but you know that it's lurking. So here we go, where you have it and you just can't shake it. So here we go. We're going to release this energy if we can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we'll close down your crown chakra. Don't want the aliens to connect you there any longer. So here we go. Closing that down. I'll count to 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a couple more rooms before we come back. We'll go into the rainforest room. So here comes this energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room that has, I'm seeing like the dolphins. So here's the dolphin energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? We'll come back from the light shift. So here we go, coming back down with our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And coming down, I'm counting from 5 to 1. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now you're here. And you're going to be probably at zero time, maybe on the alien timeline. And you could even be in source energy for a little bit. But normally, you know, you're bounced back into zero time. Then when the show ends, you'd be put probably back onto the timeline or to be started up again. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. That really felt wonderful. So thank you very much. One listener said, "Wish we could all get our own golden plates," which is something that is up on the light ship. I love that the dogs and cats are together, Ron.
Yeah, that's kind of neat.
So I guess everybody's friends and everybody likes each other up in the light ship, right?
Yep. Yeah, everything is separate.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for shutting down our crown chakra. Really, Ron, we don't want, we want our crown chakra shut down. I understand that because that's how the aliens connect to us. Then we have our other chakras, but we want them active, right, because we want to feel good, but we don't really want them big or anything, do we?
Like, well, you don't want the energy being emitted from your body.
Right.
You just want everything to be working and to stay inside of you.
Right.
And so your energy field needs to be with you and nothing else. That's the ideal situation.
Good. I'm just thinking back to former, you know, New Age teachers kind of saying, oh, activate your chakras and spin them around and widen them up and all that and enlarge them. And that's not a good idea, correct?
Well, being enlarged, I do that at times to give people more energy, but I think their pretense is to make it larger to emit more energy around you. And some people might think or believe that that's more spiritual because you're able to do that. But no, you want your energy to be, you know, contained into your body.
Good.
You don't want to give anybody, plus people will steal your energy. And they can connect to your energy field and bring in their energy into it. And so all of a sudden you're dealing with their stuff, knowing it, but it's going to be their stuff now connected to you, activating more of your DNA. And then you're even worse shape than you were before you saw somebody. I think we had a beep, so we can maybe get the one caller here. I think we
okay.
have about 5 minutes more on the show.
We have a few more minutes. Hello, caller.
Hey, this is Michael. I have a question.
Okay, go ahead, Michael.
Hi, Ron, I've been dealing with a lot of things with, like, alien control and kind of being stuck. And you just kind of jolted an idea for me with the crown chakra healing. You know, every time I do that healing, I always feel like I'm doing it wrong. I was wondering... it's divided into two steps. With the check boxes for, I guess, the chakras, Do you check all of those first and then go to the body second?
Anywhere that you do it will work perfectly fine.
Okay, so
what I would do is try it different ways, because you might be looking for a certain energy or a sense of energy, feeling the energies, and maybe you're sensing that it's not working exactly right, but whatever you do, it'll work perfectly fine. So I wouldn't worry about that too.
Yeah, because I've been running Alien Attack for this particular alien, I guess, control, and there's just been a lot of control that I've been noticing, and I've just wondered, like, what different things I could do. So I'll do that.
And make sure that what I would do, if you haven't done this yet, make sure that your energetic bodies are in complete alignment. So that would be the magnetic twisted body clearing. And it's probably better to get the body jump start, because that will last and give you a lot more clearings than it would be just buying that one particular clearing. So, but yeah, for everybody listening, you know, you may want to do that maybe, I don't know, I'd say, let's see, if the unlimited, I would probably do it maybe, you know, maybe every 3 to 6 months. Make sure that your energetic bodies are in alignment properly, because, you know, the aliens can come in by changing one of those bodies and maybe use that to connect to you, so.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, so I think I would do that. That's what I'll do
for. Okay, thanks for the help.
Yeah, what I'll do right now real quick is align one of those bodies. So we'll take the one that's the most off, and I'll just count to 10 to realign it. So this works for everybody listening. So one of the worst body that you have that's really goofed up, we're going to first do get it into alignment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now the second part is the twisted version of that, where it could be twisted. It could be aligned properly in one area, but twisted around. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then the next part, I believe, is could be upside down. So we'll get that straightened up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, everybody. So
thank you,
the mind
Michael.
Of heart drop. Yeah, thank you, Michael. We'll do the mind of heart drop before we close here. We have our 8-hour call tomorrow starting at 10 Pacific. So here we go. Man in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head. Excuse me, and drop them into your heart. Ah, somebody had a throat problem there. So here we go. Taking your thoughts from inside of your head, drop them into your heart to become peaceful. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Everybody, thank you, and we'll maybe see you tomorrow. And have a good evening. Thank you, Ann. Blessings, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you all. Bye.